Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome the wonderful Peter Tung. We're going to talk about the eclipse season. We'll talk about the gene keys and more. We will take live callers today. So if you have gene key questions for Peter, press star 2 on your phone right now to raise your hand and let me know that you want to be considered for that. You can also write in your questions in the webcast. So welcome home, all of you beautiful star seeds and light leaders and starlight messengers to this this next phase of your spiritual awakening, a remembrance of your cosmic multidimensional heritage, an alliance and emerging with your sacred origins, and a graceful fluid journey of expansion. That's what we intend for here together. So welcome to this new moment and another powerful choice point in your ascension journey as you have the opportunity with us here today to create your very own paradise, heaven on earth, that is available to all of us right now. So just know that this is a safe haven for you, a unity community to empower you as you come into communion with your divine essence and allow some powerful energetic upgrades to take place to ignite new experiences and new realities for you. I'm dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you. As we expand our awareness, we commit to self-reflection, to truly see ourselves and our unique design and potential very clearly. Today's show with Peter is another invitation into illumination. We're going to enter into a unique opportunity that we're going to talk about to realize this back door or wormhole to bliss. That's the gene key for today that we'll get into. So just rest assured that you being here now means that you're ready for a time of expansion. That's what it's all about here. So just relax and breathe, open and receive. If you have not subscribe to our show, please do. It's a platform that you can access freely at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to our replay from today and all of our replays on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, Stitcher. You can also connect with us in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. And now it's time to ask my favorite question. What is the best that could happen today with Peter and myself and all of you? Please set an intention for what you wish to experience. Realize your power as this conscious creator and set that energy in motion. My intention for our journey today is for love and joy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine and support and participation throughout our time together. Again, write in, let us know how you're doing. If you have your questions, send them in, raise your hand, press star 2. You guys know Peter if you listen to this show. He's here every season. He's a favorite here. He has been on a spiritual path for most of his life. Early explorations of chemistry and astrology evolved into studies of alchemy in the afterlife. Over the years, he has gained much insight on humanity's innate ability to transform itself, as well as the illusory veil that separates us from other dimensions. Peter offers gene key sessions. The gene keys take you on your own grail quest along the golden path to show you the key gene keys in your own unique hologenetic profile. That journey reveals to you the shadow energies lurking in your unconscious that are waiting to be transmuted and transformed into your most powerful gifts and ultimately the cities or the divine essences that are at the core of your soul. So let's get into it. We're going to talk about the eclipses and gene keys and everything else. So please join me in extending waves and waves of love and appreciation to Peter. So welcome him back. Welcome, my friend. It's a blissful day.
Well, thanks, Carrie. I really appreciate your introduction. And I love the language that you use, because whenever you do these introductions, you always use key words for this process. And one of those key words was illumination. And it so happens that the profile for today, the gene key profile, has the 64th gene key, the highest expression of which is illumination, right in the purpose. So our soul's purpose today in the show is to illuminate and allow people to see the light at a higher frequency. So I just love the way you use these. There were many words that you used that were just absolutely spot on for today. So
wonderful.
Congratulations and thank you.
Yeah. One of my favorite words is illumination. I love that word. But we're going to talk about, you know, everything that's been going on astrologically, cosmically, with the eclipses, et cetera, and the gene keys. But I want to lay a little foundation about the gene keys, just in case somebody is new to them, so they're not lost in this conversation. Can you give a brief understanding for someone who may be new to the gene keys of what they are?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. So the gene keys came about through a transmission that a gentleman called Richard Rudd had back in 1996. It was the second time that he had stepped into an altered state of consciousness completely spontaneously without intention. And he was locked away in his study for 3 days, didn't eat, didn't sleep. And the whole gene key transmission came through him during those 3 days. And he was shown how the 64 hexagrams of the I Ching corresponded to the way in which creation came from spirit into form. And he was also shown how those hexagrams of the I Ching corresponded precisely with the 64 codons in our DNA. Mm-hmm. It took him 7 years to bring that transmission out into a form that we could work with, which are the gene keys. And essentially, it includes a profile of where certain planets were at the moment you were born and 88 days before you were born to create this profile with 11 spheres. And within that profile, there are three different sequences. The activation sequence, which gives you your solid core grounding, being out in the world and in your inner world. The Venus sequence, which is your primary relationships and how you interact with other people and what you learn from those interactions, and also your childhood, all the events that took place in your childhood leading to who you are today, hopefully as a mature adult or an adult that is still working with some of those lower frequency energies that you experienced as a child, either because of the genetics that you inherited from your parents, which is what's called the core wound, where you were imprinted with ancestral wounding from your family lineage, going right the way through to the age of 21 and the events that took place during your childhood. And so what we're doing in the Venus sequence is unraveling all those blockages to you fully expressing your divine nature, your true divine self. And it's like a unlocking combination lock of just edging in through these little blockages, sometimes big blockages, to clear them out so we can set ourselves free and live a life of freedom in the future. Mm-hmm. And then when you've gone through the whole Venus sequence and returned back to your moment of conception, that then shifts from the deepest shadow wound that you're carrying within you and into the Pearl sequence, which is where you now offer yourself out in service in the world in the way in which you live your life in the future. Mm-hmm. And within each of those spheres, there are three levels of frequency. There is the shadow frequency, which is all those areas in our lives where we've received conditioned programming through our lives, including our genetics. And then the gift frequency is when you have recognized those shadows and you've realized them through a total forgiveness process. And now you're living in the gift of that frequency, which means you're now living your life with contentment. Mm-hmm. And then there's a higher expression, which is called the Siddhi frequency, which is a divine frequency. And what we're doing in our lives through the gene key profile is clearing out the shadows and stepping up into the gifts. And if we're really lucky, then those Siddhis will start to descend upon us. And they typically do so through a glimpse into some state. So you said when you came on talking to me, Carrie, before the show, that you were in a state of bliss. well, that is this gene key this week, the 35th gene key, mm-hmm. is to step into that state of bliss. And it's the only gene key that you can actually plan to do this. All the other siddhis just descend upon you in divine timing. But the 35th is the only one where you can actually make a choice to experience this higher frequency state. And so it's just wonderful we're doing the show yeah. today, because we are sitting in the 35th gene key today.
Well, it did help that I listened to the meditation that you created for your special offer that was highlighting this backdoor to bliss. definitely supported my state of bliss, Peter. But as you were speaking, I couldn't help but think, you know, when you work with people in this way, you're kind of a liberator. You know, you're liberating people and you're freeing them from those shadow frequencies. And I know you must love what you do, because your offerings are always so generous. You know, your special offers to work with people privately are $111, which we'll talk about later. And people love them. I mean, you come back season after season. And I guess the purpose is liberation for people, to really help them highlight all the things that you just mentioned. So how many years have you been doing this with? I mean, you've refined it so much, your expertise with this, but I forget how long you've done it.
Well, it's funny you ask that question, because when I was rereading the 35th before I did the meditation, there was a piece in there where Richard talks about the development of a skill into a talent. And he said it takes 7 years to go from developing the skill to the talent. And that's exactly how long I've been doing this.
Okay.
And what that means is, when you're in the skill, you're still developing the abilities to do it. Mm-hmm. But when you're in the talent, you can just do it. And that is the case for me now. I can sit down completely blind with a profile and go through the whole profile with someone without needing to refer to anything. It's like it's embedded within me. And what it does for people, Carrie, which is so, and it is liberating. I have been called the divine catalyst, which as a former chemistry teacher, I like that. But what it does, it creates a great deal of validation and confirmation of the work that they've already done, mm-hmm. and helping them to see why things happened in their childhood the way they did. And it takes the emotional charge out of all that's happened, because you begin to realize your profile is telling you this was supposed to happen. However dark and horrendous it may have been, this was something you chose to experience, to navigate through and come out the other end. And so you could then be of assistance to others going through similar circumstances. So it really helps people to have these aha moments and to really feel deep within themselves, wow, this is my life. This is the way it was supposed to work out. And now I can really fly. And as you say, be completely liberated, which is the 39th gene key, by the way.
Well, thank you for that explanation. I know that's really helpful for people who are unfamiliar with the gene keys. Many are, and that's why we get a lot of really specific questions for you, because of your knowledge of the gene keys. And there are a lot of people who've already written in with specifics today, so we'll get into those later. But let's move into talking about the eclipse season. We just had the eclipse on May 26th. We have another one coming up on the 10th, June 10th. So I know you have a lot you can share about this time. So I'll just let you share what you feel is significant.
Okay, thank you. And it is a very, very intense time. So it's important for people to be really kind and gentle with themselves at this time. And as you indicated yourself earlier, we have these grunge days.
I had one yesterday.
Yeah.
I just kind of honored it. I was like, it's okay. I'm just going to lay down and rest. And today I woke up. It was just a wave. But I did want to mention that, because we all go through them. And it's, you really want to honor yourself when you're feeling that way. So thank you for bringing that up. Yes.
Well, yeah, and it is important, because on these, as you correctly said, on these grunge days, we have to acknowledge them and honor them and not force our way through, because it just leads to further problems. I don't know if you've been having this experience, Carrie, but we're moving between dimensions and realms. And, you know, I think I've done something, and I turn around and I haven't. And it's still there. And I thought I'd done that. And I know when I'm out of alignment, I just get clumsy and I knock things over. And rather than getting angry with ourselves, we just need to take a breath, pause, and just realize that we're dealing with these very powerful energies that are transforming us inside. And so we have to honor them when they come in. And they come in beautiful ways. It's not all negative. But we really need to honor what our body is feeling. And one of the most important aspects of this season right now is to get out of the mind. And so I'm just going to go back to that total lunar eclipse on May 26th. Because the way the eclipses work is when the moon and the sun align with what are called the nodes of the moon. And right now, the nodes of the moon are in the signs of Gemini and Sagittarius. They're opposite each other. The south node is in Sagittarius, and the south node is about the past and whatever we need to see about the past to lead us into the future. And those nodes are true for everybody on the planet. So this is true for all of us. Specifically, though, that lunar eclipse was in the south node, full moon in Sagittarius. And the shadow of Sagittarius is dogmatic belief systems. So what we were being asked to do under the illumination of the moon on the total lunar eclipse was to take a deep dive into those aspects of us that have remained hidden in the shadows, that were dogmatic beliefs that were inculcated into us through our upbringing, not blaming anybody, but getting understanding of those beliefs. So I just had a session with a woman today who grew up in the Indian culture, East Indian, where there was an expectation of arranged marriage. Mm-hmm. And so one of the belief systems that she had to come to terms with is, that right for me? Is that belief system that you are involved in an arranged marriage the right thing or not? So this was the sort of depth that we needed to get to in our understanding of all those aspects of us that we just are running programs that we haven't considered that need to be cleared. So that was that lunar eclipse. But we were on the sixth line in the gene keys, which means there's a tendency then to leave the body and go up and out. And then, Carrie, we dropped into the 16th gene key the very next day, which I know is your birthday gene key, because your birthday was last week. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So your life's work is the 16th gene key, which has got this wonderful gift of versatility, but it can also make us very scattered. So there's this scattering effect of the mind going on when we're trying to dig deep into whatever it is we want to release. Now, the great news for you is you've got this 16th gene key in your life's work, and the north node is in Gemini, which is all about the way in which we communicate. So the work that you're doing in your radio show is absolutely perfect for you from your profile at this time. And so what's going to happen for you, I can tell you, Kerry, your work is going to expand. And I know that because Jupiter is in the Pearl right now, which is about the expansion of all that we do. And because you have the 16th gene key on the north node in Gemini, it's saying to you, the world is your oyster in the way in which you communicate out in the world. And it often comes through technology. So here we are. Perfect.
And here we are. Yes.
There's a little mini reading for you.
Thank you for that.
So, but the key thing is, though, it's got to be grounded. And then on the weekend following that lunar eclipse, Mercury turned retrograde right on your birthday.
The day before.
So then Mercury going retrograde is all about miscommunication. It's about misunderstandings. It's about technology going wrong. It's about travel plans going wrong.
Yes, so all of that happened already since Saturday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about Mercury is it doesn't matter how well you plan, mm-hmm. it will get you if it wants to anyway. So there's nothing you can do. So all you can do is laugh in the end, because it's trickster energy.
Exactly.
Right. So you just have to go with it and go with the flow and not get upset about it and try and cover yourself the best that you can. But if it's going to bite you in the bum, it will. So you know, it's just an acceptance of that.
Yeah.
But that's now going on for the next few weeks. And so what we're being shown clearly here is that the mind can't solve these problems. So although Mercury retrograde wants us to review what's been going on over the last few weeks to make sure we got it all, is there, it's like, you know, you've missed a turn and you've got to reverse back to see if that was the right turn. That's what Mercury is saying. Did I miss something that I need to see? But it's not through the mind, it's through the feelings. So if you're going to do a little life review over the last few weeks, I'm talking to the listeners now, then drop into your feeling body to feel into what still needs to be set free and released. Mm-hmm. Because then on the 10th of June, as you correctly said, Carrie, we're now moving into a solar eclipse on that new moon in Gemini. So normally this would be the day to begin setting a new intention for what comes next. And we still want to do that. We still want to set a new intention. So having cleared out all this old stuff and let it go, we now say, right, what is it that I really want for myself in this next phase? And this next 6 months is the phase. Because in November and December, there'll be another pair of eclipses in the opposite way around, still in Gemini and Sagittarius. So this is saying for the next 6 months, what is it I really want to set for my intention? And you've already talked about the intention for today's show, which is illumination, which is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. So the problem is that with that June 10th solar eclipse, though, is Mercury still retrograde. And typically, if you start something off in Mercury retrograde, you're going to have to do it again. You're going to have to redo it, reevaluate, reorganize. So what I'm suggesting people do is do set the intention on that date, but don't put it into action yet. So just have the intention inside yourself for what you want to bring out and continue to review that right through to the summer solstice. Mm-hmm. Summer solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, June 21st.
Yep.
And the June 21st is when we reach our highest connection to source. It's when the sun shines its light from its highest point in the sky. It's when we reach our zenith, our highest point. An interesting, Carrie, that gene key of the summer solstice is the 15th gene key. And right now, Venus is sitting in that 15th gene key. So again, today we've got this wonderful synchronicity where Venus is saying, what are your true values? What really matters to you? What is really important in your relationships? So that's a big part of this puzzle leading to the summer solstice, where now you're going to be thinking, right, I'm now at my highest expression. Mm-hmm. How am I going to set myself up for this next period to the winter solstice? So it's this six-month period that we're preparing for. And then on the very next day, mm-hmm. June 22nd, yay, Mercury goes direct.
Okay, that's so what I was going to have you clarify.
Right.
Okay.
So okay. Then you can begin putting into action what those intentions are. So we're in like a holding pattern. We're in the void space between letting go of the old and mm-hmm. beginning the new. And so we're just going this life review process, feeling into what needs to be set free and moving forward. And I'll tell you a funny story, Carrie. I've just moved. I was forced to make a move. And when that happens, you know it's happening for a universal reason. Mm-hmm. And before I left, I got all my old stuff and I had a bonfire on my old property. And as I was going through papers and sorting it all out and putting it in the fire, I realized what I was letting go of was all of the evaluations throughout my life. So I found my old school reports. Then I found my evaluations as a teacher. Then I found my evaluations as a principal. And then I even found my evaluations as a rugby referee. So this is how I've been judged throughout my life. And I put it all in the fire.
Wow.
Go.
Liberation for you.
Exactly. Exactly. So now I can just be free to be me without any concern about what anybody else thinks.
I love it.
But it's interesting, how these things happen, right? And that's why, you know, I didn't realize that until I was actually doing it, you know. This is where we're wanting to move into this much more spontaneous way of living. And we can't really plan for the future because we don't know how it's going to play out. What we can do is plan for how we are going to be in the world ourselves.
Exactly. And what a perfect time, because this season of the show, Peter, ends tomorrow. And then we start season 20 on the first day of summer, on June 21st, on the summer solstice. So that will be the, for all of you listening, we end this season tomorrow. So then you'll have that 2-week period to review and reflect upon all of the beautiful offerings from this season before we begin season 20 on the summer solstice on the 21st. So,
okay. So I'm now getting the chills because today the vocation in the profile for today is the 20.1. So you're starting your season off the 20th season. And today we have the 20th Jinky in the vocation, which is all about future work. And it's on the first line. So it's right. It's about the beginning. So the word that you're wanting to make sure you're paying attention to for the next season is presence. And that presence is about time and space. So it's making sure that during your preparations and during the actual shows that you are fully present in your body, tuning in that present moment and not letting your mind drift off to the past or the future, but being really present with your guests and with your audience. Mm-hmm. So there's a lovely little insight into how this plays out to help us as this unfolds.
Beautiful. Peter, I want to make sure that we have time for you to address. I wanted you to give your perspective on what's going on in the world. There's a lot of polarization happening and the best way to navigate that. I want to get your perspective on that. And then we'll take some live callers. We'll take some questions from our webcast for all of you who have your Gene Key questions for Peter. So what do you want to share about what's going on in the world right now?
Wow, that's a massive question.
I know, really it's a big question.
And I don't want to offend anybody. So what I do want to say is, as you know, from what is happening in the world today, particularly around the pandemic and the vaccines, it's causing this incredible polarization into two camps. Those people who are taking the vaccine and believing in what the system is telling them, and those that don't. And it's putting families at great risk of splitting up. And what's really interesting for me is how this is actually happening. And again, I'm not wanting to judge anything, but just the disappointment that I experience with people who have a real understanding of what these vaccinations are all about, talking to family members, and the family members listen carefully and they say, oh yeah, okay, I understand, I won't do it. And then the very next day they go and do it. And it's almost like there's a shift in frequency when they drop out of the conversation with you. So what we've now got to recognize is there's a forking in the road. And Richard Rudd actually talked about this when he wrote this book back in the early 2000s. So people, and you used the word again, I'm really, you used the word again clearly in your introduction, choices. Mm-hmm. We're now in this time of making really significant choices. So every choice we make will have a consequence. So we have to choose from a very high level of frequency and consciousness. And we can no longer feel responsible for other people's choices. And you've got to be very careful that if you are of that consciousness that you understand what's going on, that you don't become part of the problem by judging everybody else.
Yes, thank you for saying that. Because I don't want to, I have such honor and respect and compassion for whatever choices people make. And so I don't want to make anybody feel wrong or bad or judged one way or the other. It is very important for me in this community that everyone feels accepted and
absolutely
honored for whatever your choices are. So I just wanted to say that. That was important.
No, I totally agree with you. And it's so important because, you know, if you take the path of superiority, which is in the 18th Gene Key, then you're just as bad as anybody else. You know, so this is about us holding the highest frequency that we can for everybody. And so it's just holding space, but allowing everybody to make their own choice.
Yeah.
And we don't know how this is all going to play out anyway. So we just have to trust the universe knows what it's doing, that we are on this incredible evolutionary path of human existence. And I just want to remind all of the listeners, you know, that we have come to the planet at this time for a very specific purpose, which is to go through the transformation of planet Earth into the fifth dimensional frequencies. And we are the transition team, taking the old energies and letting them go and stepping into the new. And we don't want to be in any way judgmental or superior to anybody else on the planet right now, because in the twinkling of an eye, everything can shift. So we just need to focus on our own journey, make our own choices, and hold everybody without exception in the light. And that may be difficult for some people to hear, but I totally agree with you, Carrie. That's exactly what we need to do. Mm-hmm. And just let it unfold naturally and follow the truth, follow your true calling. And the place where you find the truth is out in nature.
Oh, yeah,
so we really
need
to connect.
Yeah,
we really need to connect with Mother Earth. She doesn't lie. Mother Earth. And I tell you, I had an experience this last week, Carrie, where I went to a local university gardens where there's a beautiful garden there. And when I'm going into these beautiful natural spaces now, I'm pretending that I'm walking into the heaven worlds. And when you do that, you see the colors more vibrantly. You start spotting things, animals, birds, even spirit animals in the trees, for example, or just the energies are just remarkable. And I didn't realize that I'd done this until I came home and I looked at a couple of photographs and I thought, oh, my God, I actually stepped into the Garden of Eden without knowing it at the time. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are unconscious, right? And we need to come into this mindful consciousness of taking these opportunities to connect to this higher frequency.
Well, that's where illumination happens for ourselves and not for, you know, it's not about us illuminating the truth for someone else, because their truth is their truth and it's beautiful for them.
Yeah, exactly.
I think what you're sharing is this illumination of our own truth and what's important to us and the choices that we want to make for ourselves. And that has nothing to do with anybody else. And you're right. I mean, the colors, Peter, are so vibrant. And I love that you said Garden of Eden, and I intend for that every day, to see with divine eyes, to hear with clear divine ears, and to see beauty like never before, and to create paradise and heaven on earth. And I say it every day, so I see it. I walk outside and I spend time in nature, Peter, and really hear new things each day and see beauty in a new way. And that's how bliss is experienced, you know, in these beautiful moments. So I'm glad that you brought that up. That's the back door to bliss right there.
Absolutely. So let me just talk about that briefly in the 35th gene key, because what this is all about is transforming that outer journey in the world, which is where human evolution takes place, but we achieve it through the inner evolution. So the 35th gene key is about taking what we've just talked about, the beauty of the Garden of Eden, and taking it inside the body. And what happens is, when you take this inside the body and you go on an inner journey, and I do it, as you know, through the meditation, which is part of the special package that we're offering, is to go into that inner journey, into this inner garden, right down deep in your own belly, where you experience that Garden of Eden within. And what happens magically is, in that process, the serotonin levels in your system start rising and you just feel more satisfied with your life as a result of this experience. You actually create serotonin in the gut when you're going into this Garden of Eden within, and your whole life changes through going on this inner adventure. And as I said at the beginning, this is the only gene key where you can actually make a deliberate attempt to step up into the cities of bliss and joy and peace and ecstasy by making this commitment to the inner journey. And that inner journey is the journey of love, which you've already expressed again in your introduction. And there's one great line in this 35th gene key that Richard wrote, which is, risking it all for the sake of love, giving unconditionally. And that's what takes us through the wormhole into the bliss state, the shortcut through. It breaks all the genetic laws, and it's the heart knows no bounds. It's the arc of the infinite. Pure, unconditional love breaks all the laws of the cosmos. Mm-hmm. It's the ring of miracles. It's where the miraculous happens out in the world because we've done that inner journey. So that's mm-hmm. the 35th Jinky in a nutshell. It's fantastic.
Well, and I want to remind people that part of your offer is a meditation. It's about 15-20 minutes that takes them into this back door to bliss and creating that inner garden and sanctuary. And it's a beautiful journey that you take them on. So for those of you who want to go ahead and secure your time with Peter, because I know you get kind of booked up when you come on the show here.
I do, yeah.
Yes. His offer can be found at straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on the marketplace. You'll see Peter's smiling face. Click on that and you'll see the offer, which is a one-on-one Gene Keys spiritual counseling session. And it also includes the bonus meditation that I just mentioned, Backdoor to Bliss, plus a video that explains or gives you an introduction to the Gene Keys profile so that you understand a little bit about it before you go into your session with Peter, which is really helpful so you're not wasting a lot of time just explaining everything. So you can just dive in to their profile. So, Peter, anything you want to share on the sessions before we take some questions?
Well, yeah, as I mentioned earlier, it's just this wonderful validation and confirmation of where people are going in their journey and also opening up some fresh doors for them in terms of things to contemplate, to think about. And the other thing that's happening is, Carrie, more and more people are coming back for a second session. So after a couple of months of diving deep into the profile and what's happening in their lives, it brings other stuff up. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'll give you an example of what is happening. A lot of people who are married are finding the shift in vibration within them,
yes. mm-hmm.
making it very difficult to stay in those relationships. So what do they do in terms of family, children, expectations, beliefs? So again, I'm one of the things I'm doing is helping people navigate through those changes through their profile in what they may or may not choose to do. Again, it's their choice. But again, getting some illumination on what they need to do through the profile can be really helpful. And again, I'm never telling anybody what to do, but just giving them that bigger picture perspective without any emotional involvement in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's beneficial for new people, brand new people, don't have to have done anything with the Gene Keys. We can go right back to the beginning. And also for those people with experience, both with the Gene Keys and in their spiritual journey. I'm finding a lot of really gifted spiritual people are coming for sessions, Carrie, and mm-hmm. one of the things that I help them with is to get fully grounded in their body, because a lot of gifted spiritual people tend to be out of their body a lot, and that's not helpful. They need to get fully present. The reason for being here on the planet right now is to bring the transformation about inside the body, not about going up and out. It's about being fully present on Mother Earth herself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Well, thank you for presenting this offer once again. You're going to be busy again in the coming months. So, let's see. I'm going to go into our webcast and, you know, you just mentioned grounding and being grounded. And let's see, there was one question. Donna from New York said, Peter, it's such a joy to be with. I agree, Donna. She said, my question, what guidance do you have for people like me who've done a lot of work and in the process of integration, but not fully integrated yet? How do I stay grounded? I'm feeling the change for good, but my body is a little behind me. Thank you very much. That's Donna.
Yeah, that's a fundamentally important question. So I'm really good. Thank you, Donna. And what I've been doing, again, in my sessions with people who clearly are in a similar situation is getting fully grounded inside the base chakra. And most people who are spiritually advanced do not spend any time down there. And I'm not talking about earthing or getting the roots down in the soles of the feet to Mother Earth. I'm not talking about that. That's a bit of a spiritual bypass. What I am talking about is taking your conscious awareness right down the spine, and you can imagine whatever you want to imagine, but I find an elevator shaft very helpful. to bring the conscious awareness, and you can pause in your heart and breathe through the heart, and then you can drop down slightly deeper into the navel, and then drop down right, and I'm talking about right between the legs in the perineum, and just sitting there. And what typically happens for people who haven't been there is they want to get out of there as fast as possible. So there's an agitation energy, or there's a discomfort. There can even be a nausea feeling. And what you're being asked to do is to sit through it until the discomfort clears. And this is where the deepest, darkest shadows reside in the base chakra of any fears we have about not feeling safe being here in the world. Well, many of the star seeds that come in don't feel safe being here. In fact, they'd rather go home. So, but they're here for a reason, and that reason is to be fully grounded in their body. Mm-hmm. So getting right down in the base chakra and sitting there as long as it takes with patience, this, the programming partner of the 35 is the 5, which is the shadow of impatience, the gift of patience. So it's just sitting there as long as it takes. And it may not be totally successful the first time. Again, patience may require you to do this several times. Mm-hmm. But then when you can feel comfortable and safe being right down in that base chakra, then everything can get easier for you in your life. And then you may want to reflect upon times in your life when you haven't felt safe. And how safe do you feel in the world today? All these are questions to ponder upon, but again, from the feelings that arise inside the body, not from the mind. So what you find happens is these feelings percolate up into the mind, so you become aware of them, but they don't originate in the mind, they originate in the body. And this is one of these skills that we want to develop over this period of time, is allowing the feeling body to bring up out into awareness and feel through the emotional body and the spiritual body from deep within the body. And then, as we just said, spending time out in nature, as much time as we can, slowing down and just appreciating Mother Earth. She is making the big decisions in the world in the future. She is shifting our frequency. We're being bombarded right now with these cosmic energies coming down and in from above, and the Schumann resonance coming up from below. And so we are being squeezed into this higher frequency. And so this is why it's so important to be grounded and present, physically present, present in time and space, and also paying attention to what your body is telling you. And you may need to change some dietary things. You may need to get more rest and relaxation. If you feel like having a nap, have a nap. But really honoring the physical body and what it appreciates to feel loved. That's the key for grounding.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. And I also want to remind everyone, we will take some live callers as well. It's star 2 to raise your hand. Many of you know that. But and for those of you who wrote into our webcast with your Gene Key questions early on in the show, would you let me know you're still here so that we can get your feedback? So I am going to go to someone who's just recently wrote in. Lily said, dear Peter and Carrie, in my IQ, I have a 33.6 revelation, mindfulness, forgetting. What am I forgetting and what's the revelation all about? Thank you both. I love Peter's insight so much.
Okay, so in the IQ, this is Lily, this is you age 15 to 21. This is your mind, mental development as you were growing up as a child. And now you're 15 and you're moving towards 21. So this is your mind developing, and the sixth line means that you would have been someone who could see the bigger picture. So you were a visionary, and it may well be that during this time you became somewhat aloof and separate from the group because you're thinking, why can't they see this? It's obvious to me. And so you could even have appeared to be a little bit superior, and you may have been a bit of a fence sitter sitting slightly outside the group. The 33rd gene key of forgetting is forgetting our connection to source. And typically that comes through having some form of relationship that should be loving, but is somewhat toxic or challenging. And so this tends to wrap a really tight wound around the DNA. So what this requires is a very deep and profound forgiveness process to set ourselves free from any toxic or challenging relationships we've had in life, but for you, Lily, in particular, through this age 15 to 21, because we can't set ourselves free while we've got this DNA locked up through this wounding. So the forgetting then is to forget that my true calling is to the divine spirit, that I can let everything else go and make that deep and profound connection. And that's when you become mindful. You become mindful of your connection to source. And then you start having these wonderful little revelations, which means you just have this hit of knowing the truth. It's like a little aha moment. Oh, what? That's what that was all about. And you start having these little moments of knowing and understanding why something happened the way that it did. And what we must do is honor that, because our mind will often try to discount it. One of the things everybody needs to understand is our mind is feeling threatened by our spiritual journey. Our mind wants things to stay as they are in the status quo, because it understands that and it feels as if it's in charge. So now what we're saying is, actually, mind, this is my life. I'm in charge. I want to work with you, but you're not in charge any longer. So please don't discount my spiritual awareness, and let's work together as a team. So that's what Lily's having to face through that IQ jinky.
Lily, there you go. Donna wrote back in and said, thank you so much for the grounding insights. That's exactly what I was asking for and needed. You're both amazing. Thank you and blessings. Right back to you, Donna.
Yeah, absolutely, Donna. Back to you.
And I wanted to read this one just comment before we go further. Lacey from Ontario said, hi, Carrie and Peter. I just want to share how much I love Peter. I had a session with him last season, and it was amazingly liberating. He shared meditations with me that I use regularly. He's helped me cultivate a deeper relationship with Archangel Michael. He's a beautiful being, and everyone should know him. Love you both. That was very sweet, Lacey.
Wow, thank you, Lacey. That's great. Thank you.
Okay, Marina. Marina, I love your name, by the way. She says, hi, beautiful souls. I have a 62.1 in vocation, 62.6 in my attraction. I'd love to know, are they related, and what 62 reveals about me? Thank you from my heart. Namaste. Marina.
Okay, Marina. Well, I can tell you straight away, because of the relationship between the two 62s, whenever I have two jinkies show up in one profile, it's always showing us that there's a repeating pattern here. So then I look where they actually occur in your chart, and then I look at the lines. And your two lines, line one and line six, this is karmic. So this means that this is a karmic situation that you're trying to work out. And because it's in your vocation, it is a karmic wounding of your family lineage. And within that 62.1 in the vocation is, I'm sorry to say this, but it's what the profile says, the line one in the vocation core wound is the most terrifying fear that any family lineage could have. Now, I must say quickly, that's not your fear. It's the fear of the lineage, but it will have played out in your life in some way. So I can tell you a couple of examples. Words that people use around the line one in the vocation are annihilation, poverty consciousness, fear of survival. It's the deepest possible wounding that anybody could have. So, Marina, for you, the line one is saying, on behalf of your family, it's important to clear whatever family wounding you believe that to be, or any experiences you've had in this lifetime where there's been a deep and profound fear come up, because it's not yours, it's your family lineage. And then the 62nd gene key is all about trying to understand everything in the mind. So you're being asked to let go of the need to understand and follow the mystery. Just be in awe and wonder of the mystery and surrender to it. But there's a wonderful gift in the 62nd gene key, which is light language. And I'm sure, Carrie, you've had people on your show who speak light language.
Yes. Yes, almost every day.
So for you, Marina, you want to listen to this light language, because people who speak it believe it comes from their home star system. And it sounds like gobbledygook, but there's a sound frequency running through it. and you won't relate to it all, but you will resonate mm-hmm. with some of it very clearly. I have a friend who speaks it, and when we're just having a telephone conversation, and when she starts speaking it, I just want to giggle. It touches my funny bone. I get these beautiful cold goosebumps, beautiful chills throughout mm-hmm. my body, and the worst thing I can do is to try and understand what's going on and just allow it to saturate every cell in my body. So you're mm-hmm. being invited, Marina, to listen to light language. You may even start speaking it yourself, and it's connected to sound frequency and geometry and the connection to all things. It's connected to the codes that are being downloaded right now. So you're being asked to let go of the need to understand and just set yourself free, surrender to the mystery and surrender to this very potent and powerful language which connects into the geometric patterns that are also downloading. Mm. As you have guests on the show, Carrie, do you want to talk about light language a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of beautiful offers out there right now from some of our speakers this season who specialize in that. I use that word just as a word, specialize, but who bring that forth. Brooklyn, who is one of my closest friends, she has a program starting tonight, and she brings through so much of that. So, Marina, I hope that you'll look into some of that. And Peter, are you okay with me going to some more questions? Because so many people have written in.
I just want to finish off with Marina. I've got one little more piece to say.
Okay.
And that's
absolutely.
The sixth line in your attraction sphere means that you have a tendency to have a very idealistic view of what your primary relationships should be, which can lead to disappointment if people can't live up to that. So you need to have what I would call a realistic, pragmatic, ideal, romantic view of your relationships. So it's important to hold to a high expectation, but also to make it such that it's reachable for other people. Otherwise, it leads to disappointment.
Mm-hmm. That was a lot to take in, Marina. You might want to listen to this twice. A lot of beautiful information from you, Peter. Thank you. And I want to go to another question here from Lizbeth from Toronto. She said, how does this specific time of the summer solstice fit in with a bereavement? My husband died unexpectedly in May. And also, as my birthday is the winter solstice, December 21st, 1957, thank you so much for considering me.
Wow, I'm getting big chills on this one. Mm-hmm. And I'm really sorry to hear about your husband. So this is what I would say. And again, you know, you have to make your own discernment, because obviously I don't know anything about the circumstances. So the first thing I need to say is that because you were born on the winter solstice, December 21st, your life's work is going to be the 10th gene key, and the programming partner of the 10th gene key is the 15th gene key, which is the gene key of the summer solstice. So this means then that for you, these two dates are particularly important. And with these eclipses happening around these dates, it's very, very important for you to tune into these two times. So what I said at the beginning of the show really resonates deeply with you. And with regard to your husband, what I would say, if he died suddenly, and there are a lot of people crossing over right now, it's almost certainly the case that he needs to do his work from the other side of the veil. And we can't judge that. We can't interpret it. But don't be surprised if you start having communication with him across the veil, where you work together as a team, one person in this world and one person in the other worlds. And I need to say right now, Carrie, to expand this discussion, that right now Jupiter is in the 55th gene key, which is the gene key of the new age of Aquarius. And I spoke about this last time, but I just want to reiterate it, because in the 55th gene key, it's the only place where Richard does any prophesizing about the future. And he talks about sacred union couples coming together to do work together on an energetic level. And what I want the listeners to know is I've already had a number of sessions where this is already happening, but it's not happening in traditional ways. So there are people meeting in physical form, having this incredible loving connection without any expectation of it. But it's not only happening in that way, it's also happening through people connecting through technology, through the internet, where mm-hmm. they come together in a workshop or on a Zoom call or Instagram, whatever it is. But there's this unbelievable divine connection between them. But I also know from a third example where the actual connection is happening across the veil, where one person is alive and one person has passed on. So we can't have any preconceived notions about what the future holds. We just need to go with the flow of whatever takes place. So, Liz, I would encourage you, first of all, to surrender to whatever happened to your husband and not try and work it out or judge it, because we can't. We just don't know the bigger picture. But trust there was a reason for it. There are two possibilities. One was to set you free to do the work that you're here to do, and that he could not be part of that, and therefore you had to be set free to do it. Or he's going to be part of your future working from the other side. And I don't know the answer to that. You almost certainly do already. And again, what I'm saying is obviously going to the depths of your suffering through the situation with your husband. But you asked the question, so I've got to give you my most honest answer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you heard that. I believe you're still with us, Lizbeth. Thank you, Peter, for that response. Lily just wrote back in and said, wow, oh my God, Peter, you just blew my mind. At this period of time, my best friend betrayed me and I couldn't even believe what happened. Maybe I didn't have the ability to process it. Thank you so very much. Peter, you are a prodigy. Infinite blessings.
Well, I think if Lily's just been betrayed by her best friend, she needs to look at where she's got line 4 in her profile, because that's what that is.
Interesting. Wow. Hope you heard that, Lily.
Can I just say something else? I want to go back to Liz just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I can make these very strong comments because it's not me saying it. It's the profile. So, you know, when I'm looking at someone's profile, I get asked that sort of question. I know it's the profile telling me what I need to say. And that's part of the 19th jinky of my synesthesia. So, you know, it's not that advice is not coming from me. It's coming from the profile and connection to the higher source to help us help the person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for sharing that, by the way. I'm just going through all of these. Sorry, Peter. Layla from Southern California says her purpose is 35.3 and life's work is 63.1. That's what she has shared. What can you say on that?
Okay. So, it's I love the way these questions come out, Carrie, because they give us a much bigger expansion into everybody, not just that particular question. So Layla's asking the question about the purpose and the life's work. So for everybody to understand, the purpose at the bottom of the profile is what your soul wants you to experience and learn from in this lifetime. And the life's work at the top is how you're going to bring that soul's purpose out in the world that you live in, out in the outer world. So the 35.3 at the very bottom is asking you to do what we've been talking about today, which is to go inward on your journey, and you're going into your solar plexus, line 3, to really reach down into your true inner adventure, your true inner journey. And that line 3 is about you interacting with other people, and you need to be on the move. The worst thing for you is to stagnate and get stuck. So you need to be on the move. You need change in your life. But the 63.1 is saying you also need solitude. You need time alone to work all of this out. So the line 1, line 3 combination is asking you to find a balance within, going within, interacting, getting deep down into that grounding we talked about earlier, and really connecting with this inner journey, this 35th jinky, and then bringing that out in the 63, which is that you are a truth seeker. And eventually, the 63, you hit a wall, and that wall is quantum physics. So when I talked earlier about my bonfire and burning all my evaluations, what we have to do, and it seems crazy to say this, but after we've done all this seeking in our lives, seeking the truth, reading all the books, doing all the workshops, eventually we have to go, I'm done with this. I'm now going to drop into the 64th gene key, which is that gene key we talked about earlier, the illumination, and let go of it all and surrender to the mystery and no longer have a need to understand it all and just be in awe and wonder as the mystery unfolds. And that 63rd gene key does include in it self-doubt. So it's very, very important for you to now recognize that self-doubt is a part of the truth, which is this gene key that you were seeking. You were seeking the truth of why do I have self-doubt? Well, the answer is self-doubt is a part of the truth. So now we just have to accept it and embrace it, because what we do know is when we have self-doubt, it's because whatever we're having doubt about is important to us. Mm-hmm. So we simply accept it, but we don't allow it to stop us doing what we're supposed to do. So let go of the truth seeking and embrace the mystery and just live your life in awe and wonder from now on. And when you go down to that base chakra, in that grounding, that line one is saying to you, there is a rich creativity in that base chakra. And I need to just say this. Richard Rudd talks about these two dragons standing guard of the base chakra because there's a treasure box inside. And they won't let you have access to that treasure box too early, otherwise you open Pandora's box. Hmm. So this is now getting down into that base chakra, feeling safe, and then allowing this creativity to arise from deep within the body, coming up and out into your awareness.
Beautiful. Thank you, Peter. I'm going to take one. Gosh, there's so many people writing in. Oh, goodness. Where am I going to go here? Let me take one more from here, then we'll take a couple of live callers. Janice said, I had a session with Peter earlier this year. Cannot recommend it highly enough. Thank you so much, Peter and Carrie, for the illumination. I have a 46.1 and a 46.2 in the Pearl sequence. Can you help to understand it? Also, after that initial consultation, what's the best way to continue the journey? I guess another session.
Well, yes and no. Yes and no. What I recommend is if people really, really want to pursue this, and I do recommend that they do, because it is a synthesis of everything, and it does give you this really solid grounding for the rest of your life. So having had a session, what I recommend is people then get Richard's book, the big book, which is 500 pages or more, where he describes the shadow, the gift, and the city of each of the keys. So again, this is true for everybody, not just for Janice. What we're wanting to do then is having had the session or having listened to this show and looking at your profile, you then pay attention to what happens in the world around you. Because what will happen is it's an energetic transmission. So stuff will just pop up. You'll get triggered by something. And then you just drop into that trigger. And Richard's big on the art of contemplation. So you contemplate, what was it that triggered me? What actually was it this person said or did that got under my skin? Because it's about taking total responsibility for ourselves. So we go from the mental understanding of what this particular shadow frequency was. Then we drop into the emotional body to feel into what it was that got triggered. And then this miraculous thing happens, and that is that you clear that shadow completely, and there's an actual shift in the DNA in your body. So we're going backwards through the Venus sequence from the mental understanding of the IQ, the emotional revealing of the feeling in the EQ, and then the actual physical change in the SQ, and you'll never repeat that pattern again. So this is true for all of us in terms of just paying attention in your life and what's happening. And then what happens is people come back for a second session to then talk about what they've revealed and unraveled to get a deeper understanding so we can take a deeper dive into the process. So that's true for everybody. Specifically for Janice, the 46 line one, this is about the first 7 years of life. It doesn't matter where it shows up in your profile. Richard talks about the 46 gene key is the first 7 years of life from the moment of birth to the age of seven and did you feel safe being here in the world as a result of whatever happened in that birth moment or those first 7 years? And then you ask, I ask the question, do you feel safe being in the world today? And if you don't, it's about getting this grounding into the base chakra and experiencing that right deep down in the body. But then when you do that and you do feel safe being in your body, then it leads to this beautiful gift of delight and ultimately to ecstasy. So you start having these ecstatic experiences when you feel totally safe being in the world. And there's this really weird paradox throughout the Gene Keys, which is true for life itself. So when you don't feel safe in the world, you create unsafe circumstances for yourself. And then when you feel totally safe in the world and fully grounded, you create this vortex of safety around you. How weird is that? So to be safe in the world, all you've got to do is get grounded and feel safe in yourself. And you create this vortex of safety, and it's quite large. It's completely around your home and beyond. And so by getting fully grounded, fully present, and feeling through the discomfort, you actually create safety in your life around you as well as safety in yourself.
Beautiful.
It's a fantastic thinking. Mm-hmm.
Janice, thank you for writing in. And it's interesting, Peter, how each person that's written in has illuminated something for all of us. And it's beautiful how it works out that way. Layla,
well, Carrie, no, hang on. Hang on a minute. This is the vortex that you are creating in the show. You are creating a situation where everybody benefits from every question. It's just, this is your role. It's fantastic. Congratulations. Keep it up.
Thank you. Layla wrote back in and said, wow, I'm in awe and wonder right now with that mini reading. It felt really good inside as I listened to Peter's explanation. Thank you so much. Thank you for the feedback, Layla. And Lizbeth.
Well, I think, again, said, if I could just comment there, it's about Layla saying feeling inside, right? This is not about the mind. So she felt the truth, the resonance with it. And that's what we're aiming for.
Exactly.
To feel the resonance. Yeah, great.
Mm-hmm. Lizbeth said, I am completely grateful from the bottom of my heart, Peter. I thank you. My husband Thomas and I were completely happy. I understand what you're saying from the higher source. I have already had communication with him as much as I can. Meditation, signs, timing, numbers, dreams, we always agreed. And I asked him to help me and work with me if he transitioned first. She just wants to say, she'll be listening to the replay, all my love and thank you for helping me profoundly. Endless blessings to Carrie and Peter. I feel like I'm on the right path and tuned in by hearing from you. So thank you, Lizbeth. I have chills.
So paying attention to the signs and symbols that show up, they will constantly be showing us they're around us by some extraordinary signs and symbols. One of the closest people to us lost her son as a teenager, absolutely destroyed her for a period of time. But now she's actually written a book called The Infinite Bond, which is the connection between a mother and her son. And she gets all these incredible signs and symbols, one of which is license plates that show up with his name on, Leo, L-E-O. And that was his name, you know. And so we do have to really tune into the signs and symbols. And the other thing I just want to mention for Lizbeth is we have to be careful that if we stay too emotionally attached to the beloved who's departed, it can get in the way of the clear communication. It's almost like there's a tight link that can't be broken, so we don't get the clear communication. So by letting him go and surrendering to what happened, he can actually come closer. You can let go of that tightness, and then he can actually come in much, much closer. So hopefully, Elizabeth, I mean, it's very, very, very raw and recent, but the more you can let go of that emotional attachment, the clearer that connection can come between you.
Yeah. Sending you so much love, Lizbeth. And Lily just said, wow, embrace the mystery. Good timing for my 63. And she said, yes, Carrie, you're creating the magic. Blessings and gratitude. Thank you, Lily. Let's take a couple live callers before we wrap up. Let's see. I'm going to go to area code 951. You're live with us, 951.
Thank you very much. I'm curious about vocation 54.2.
Okay, great. That's a great one to work with as well. What is your name?
My name is Marie.
Hi, Marie. Great to have this call and this question. So the 54 line two vocation. So before we talk about the vocation, we have to talk about the core wound. The line two core wound in the vocation is denial. So whatever your family lineage includes, there's a denial of the truth of the wounding of the family lineage. And denial is a tricky one, because when you're in a state of denial, how do you know that you are? So it's important for you to use others as a mirror back to you to show you how your behavior is affecting them. Because the line two denial tends to lack self-awareness. So we can be more hurtful with others than we realize. There can be a projection out onto others of our own discomfort. So that's the first thing to do, is a real honesty with ourselves about how we're impacting the people around us. That's the line two shadow. The 54th shadow, the word is greed. And what this is an over-focus on material security. So again, connecting to that previous question of the 46th gene key, because we don't feel safe in the world, we can feel the need to attach ourselves to material security. So what you're being called to do, Marie, is to make sure that you make your spiritual journey the most important aspect of your life. The gift is aspiration. So this is about aspiring for your true spiritual calling and trusting that the material will look after itself. Now, this 54 is a very strong Capricorn gene key. So it means that you actually have all the resources at your fingertips you need to remain materially safe and secure. So don't allow that to get in the way of your true spiritual calling, because the city of this gene key is ascension. And so it means that people with this gene key have the best opportunity of all the gene keys to ascend in this lifetime. But ascension is not about going up and out. It's about coming down and in and bringing more of your higher self into form to ascend into your body, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the spiritual nature of this 54. And then in the healed state, this line two makes you this great enthusiast for your passion on your spiritual journey. And you know when you're in that passion, because you'll never tire. You'll have all the energy in the world to do what you're here to do as you aspire for your true spiritual calling.
Thank you.
Thank
you so much.
That was a lot.
And the number two line is very helpful, because that's coming up right now. Not understanding how I'm affecting other people until a negative response comes back.
There you go. So actually, Carrie, that's triggered me into a thought as well that I just want to mention, because Marie said, and this is what's coming up in my life right now. So what is happening, because we are in this time of transformation, everybody's stuff is coming up. And some of that stuff is not from this lifetime. And I've had experiences with people who are having experiences from previous lifetimes as if they're happening in this now moment. It's like all the timelines are merging into this now moment. So we do need to pay attention to what's coming up and clear it, but it may actually be from previous lifetimes. And I know that one of the biggest challenges that spiritual people have, particularly women in this lifetime, is when I was a spiritual leader in a past life, I lost my life for it, or I got tortured for it. And so there is this underpinning fear that if I go full on in my spiritual life in this lifetime, something terrible is going to happen to me. And it's not, because we are now on this journey. We've gone beyond that negative timeline. So again, I encourage all those people listening who have the gift to really work with that gift and trust the future is in your hands and that you're not going to be hurt this time. This is going to play out in the most beautiful way.
Thank you for that. And Marie, thank you for being with us and bringing all that out from Peter.
Thank you.
All right. Many blessings to you, Marie. Okay. Let's see, Peter. We'll do one more live caller because I feel like I did so many in the webcast. I'm going to area code 510. You're live with us. 510. Can you hear me?
Oh, hi. Is it me? Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
It is you.
Oh, my God. My birthday today, just for that.
Oh, happy birthday.
Wow. No, I'm saying because I got selected, it's my birthday.
Oh, it feels like your birthday. Yes. What is your name?
My name is Mihar.
Mihar?
Okay. I had a session with Jean about 2 years ago, and I was blown away. But at that time, I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, I am so super, but nothing is showing. So today I'm in a place where I respect all that and I take that back. And thank you, Carrie, for picking me up. I was like, please, me.
I felt you. Do you have a specific question this time for Peter?
Yeah, like what number do I give? I have the key in front of me. So where do I look? What do I give? I am stuck in a place about quite a few things. So which number should I go in? Majesty? I don't know where I go in. Pearl,
do you have all of that information?
Yes, I have right in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it, yeah.
What do you suggest, Peter?
You need to make an intuitive decision. Just look at it, see which one pops out. Don't think it, just look at it and see which sphere pops out and just name it.
SQ.
Okay, and what is it?
14.4. Yes.
You have hit the jackpot.
No.
Again.
Because today, the attraction sphere mm-hmm. of today's profile is the 14.4. So this means, Neha, that you are in perfect alignment with the 14.4. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad this has come up because the 14th
Gene
key
cry.
Is... Mm-hmm. Good. You cry. Have a good cry. Everybody cries with me. It's great.
You're used to it.
The tears are healing tears. So, yeah, let them flow. So the 14.4 in your SQ means as a little girl, all you wanted now was to belong to a loving, kind, generous family. And I'm not going to ask you to go into the details of that. But typically mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. isn't what happened. And so the 14th Jinky mm-hmm. is the shadow of compromise. And it means that when you came into this life, you came in with an express intention of doing particular work on the planet. You came in with a contract to fulfill. And then as a result of your early childhood, you lost sense of that dream, of that journey that you were here to be on. And in reality, it's an illusion. Yeah, okay. So in reality, it's an illusion. And it's not too late. So what you need to know is that you actually are a very competent person. And Richard talks about three things. He talks about your efficiency in the work that you do, the creativity that you bring to that, and the enthusiasm that you bring. So when you combine those three things together, efficiency, creativity, and enthusiasm, you step into the city of bounteousness. Now listen very carefully to this, Neha. When you step into bounteousness, Richard calls this the Midas touch. Everything you touch turns to gold. And right now, because you've stepped into the age of Aquarius, that gold frequency is the most important frequency of this age. And that it's not gold metal. It's the gold frequency, which is beyond the gold metal. You can work with the gold metal and you can rub it and you can connect to the frequency of gold. But this is the purifying gold frequency that is now flowing through the waters of the world. So for you, the most important thing to do, than more than anything else, is to connect back to that little girl in, under the age of 7, and now you want to rebirth yourself back out into the world in the way in which you want to operate, which is with that efficiency, creativity, and enthusiasm, and working with this goal frequency. So you're wanting to emanate out into the world, that goal frequency, and your whole world will change. Because people will respond and react to you differently because you're emanating that gold frequency out. So I suggest that you practice connecting deeply to that gold frequency, that gold flow. I just saw a beautiful flower the other day. It was a pure white flower with some gold flecks of some sort in it. And it just reminded me of this 14th Jinki, of this beautiful, pure gold frequency. And that's what you're now wanting to emanate out in the world. And today, because it's in the attraction sphere for the show today, Carrie, this is about us emanating that gold frequency out into the world for everybody to pick up through their hearts, because it's the 14.4.
Okay.
So, Nihal, you you nailed it. You pulled the bigger, the casino, you pulled the 777.
Wow.
Yes.
You nailed it.
That's
I'm so glad I called on
my,
you.
Yes, I just raised my hand because my father said always my right hand to raise to send energy. And I did that for you, Carrie. I just did for you and the people.
Thank you.
So do that for yourself and for everybody else that you're connected with, and it will change everything.
Oh,
you proved it today.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you.
I love you both. Thank you.
Lots of love.
Bless
right
you,
back
Carrie,
to
and
you.
May your kisses to you. Oh,
I
God.
Feel your love.
Thank you.
So, thanks, Neha. So, Carrie, did you note the shift? Did you note the shift in Neha from when she started very quiet and hesitant?
Yeah.
And then into this beautiful flourishing and flowering?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the summer solstice 15th Jinki is about. It's about stepping into your full radiance, your full confidence, and just this joy of being here in the world. And she just demonstrated that for us in literally 2 minutes.
Yeah, she did. That was beautiful. I'm just going to read the feedback from a few people that you just spoke with, and then we'll wrap up, Peter. Lizbeth, beautiful Lizbeth, wrote back and just said, thank you, Carrie and Peter. I had said to him, Thomas, in person after death, that I do not want my sadness to hold him back. So I heed you, Peter, to not hang on too tightly. I respect his missions, and if we can work together across the veil, nothing would make me more luminescent. And then she said, which I love this, she said, I have had the first true burst of joy since his passing. Love, Lizbeth. That just makes me so happy.
And
so that was beautiful.
Absolutely. That's what this is all about, Carrie. That's what we're doing in the world. This is it. Fantastic.
Yes. Eileen said, hi, dear Carrie and Peter. So pleased I joined the show. Amazing show. Thanks, Peter. I love what you're saying. And deep thanks to Carrie. You're so beautiful. So are you, Eileen. Grateful for this space. Happy birthday week, Carrie. Thank you so much. Janice wanted to say thank you. Many thanks for taking her question and for the space that we've created. This is a space, Carrie, of the heart. Thank you. Thank you both. I feel that. Thank you for acknowledging that, Janice. And Donna said, Peter, you bring so much light on the earth and your fellow humans. Bless you and thank you both. Thanks, Donna. Lots of love flowing here today, Peter.
Isn't it great? Yeah.
It's a beautiful space. And a lot of, I mean, some of the things that people have said about you are just so beautiful. Hope that you received them, Peter, for all the.
It's a reciprocal arrangement. I'm benefiting just as much as everybody else, and I'm feeling that heart-centered love coming back to us now. So that's what this is all about. It's about us coming together in this beautiful reciprocal dance where everybody benefits.
Absolutely. Well, it's been fun. It's been blissful. It's been beautiful. Yeah, thank you, Peter, for coming back each and every season and bringing forth such beautiful information. And it's always fun. It's It's always fun with
you. It's great, isn't it? Yeah, well, thank you for being a wonderful host and holding this beautiful space for everybody. Thank you.
You're welcome. And to everybody who has joined us, thank you for the gift of your time, your openness, your love, and your presence today. It has been an honor to have you with us. And really notice what's different, what's shifted for you since the beginning of the call. Really acknowledge this opportunity to open up to new blessings, new benefits based on everything that's been ignited here today. And of course, consider the opportunity to expand on the journey with Peter in his special offer and have a Gene Key session with him if you haven't already, or maybe it's time for another one. So just remember, everyone, that you are brilliant, you are resilient, and you are dearly loved, and you're certainly not alone at all. Hope you feel that here today. Thank you for joining us on this soulful adventure today. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of grace and glory and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light tomorrow for our final call of season 19. Bye, everybody.